Although he carefully cloaked his testimony in front of the State Capture Commission in the language of denial, former ANC Secretary General Gwede Mantashe yesterday confirmed the warnings about cadre deployment that the DA has been issuing for more than a quarter of a century. During his testimony yesterday, a visibly uncomfortable Mantashe attempted to dismiss a cadre deployment memorandum which had apparently been issued by the ANC in June 2020 and which the DA had earlier submitted to the Commission as part of our request for cadre deployment to be interrogated. However, in his subsequent testimony, Mantashe inadvertently confirmed the contents of the memorandum, which instructed ANC comrades that no appointment of a director general, boards of state-owned enterprises, board chairpersons or CEOs should be taken to cabinet without passing through the ANC's deployment committee first. In another instance, Mantashe confirmed that he had personal experience of how the cadre deployment committee interfered with the appointment process. He says that the committee at some point disapproved of a list that he had submitted, with Mantashe then admitting that he took the committee's response as a directive to revise the list of candidates. Although he may be too ideologically blinded to see it, this single example already amounts to smoking gun evidence that the ANC uses cadre deployment to exercise unconstitutional influence over government appointments. In the wake of Mantashe's revelations, it's now even more urgent that ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa is also compelled to answer the questions that the DA has submitted to the Commission on his role as chairperson of the Deployment Committee between 2013 and 2017. Mantashe has confirmed that the committee interferes in government appointments. Now we need to know how Ramaphosa aided and abetted this unconstitutional process. The DA also reiterates our call on the public to comment on our End Cadre Deployment Bill. We've already gazetted the intention that we want to introduce this bill. South Africans can view the bill on our website and send any comments to speaker@parliament.gov.za before the end of April. The bill will make it illegal for anyone who holds office in a political party to be employed as a professional public servant and directs the Public Service Commission to enforce the requirement that all appointments be based strictly on merit. It also makes it a criminal offence to appoint a civil servant on the basis of political loyalty rather than demonstrated merit. The DA's End Cadre Deployment Bill will bring an end to the violations that Mantashe's testimony has confirmed, and brick by brick, it will rebuild the separation between party and state that the ANC has completely erased through their evil policy of cadre deployment.